All right. FM 101.9 KSCA with the Cowboy Junkies. Do you have a designated speaker, Margo?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's a real family affair. And in case people listening don't realize it, but you've got all siblings and a best friend, right?
Yeah.
Are you still a best friend, Alan? No? Alan shaking his head. I'm no best friend anymore. We have Margo and Michael and Peter Timmons and Alan Anton. How did the band get started?
Well, Mike and Al have been playing music together for a long time, since the late 70s. And they were in between bands, I guess. They were in Toronto trying to figure out what to do next. Pete was living in the same house with them, so they were just jamming in the garage of the house they were living in. And the music sort of started to come together, and Mike asked me if I wanted to try and sing. I said yes, so we started a band.
Now, the publicity that I read is that you were a tomboy and that you were hanging around. Bad publicity from Geffen Records?
A tomboy.
A tomboy. Is that does that not translate in Canadian? A tomboy? A? Maybe does that make more sense?
No.
You know what a tomboy is? Kind of like a girl likes to hang around with the guys and do all the stuff that the guys do. And when they're little kids, all they want to do is compete with their brothers.
No, I never wanted to compete with them. They used to put me in nets, but I didn't want to be there.
No, that's just something you do to your little sister.
Yeah. No, I wasn't a tomboy. I was a little girl.
The Trinity sessions that just brought a lot of notoriety, especially for bands who are just starting out, would it cost you like $500-$600 to produce this masterpiece of an album? Was it really that inexpensive to produce in Toronto?
Actually, it was cheaper to do the Trinity session. It was, we didn't really ever get a full total of it. I think it was about $200 or something. We really just had to rent the church that we recorded in. All the musicians played for free, and the equipment that Peter Moore brought in, he brought in for free. So it was the rental of the church and pizza and drinks. You know.
And that was about the size of producing the album. So did you originally start selling it at gigs yourself rather than have a distributor?
It was on our own label, Latent Recordings. And we did it all ourselves, distributed it ourselves, and sold it off the stage, things like that.
FM 101.9, we're talking with Margo Timmons, and the Cowboy Junkies are here, and they're going to do a couple more tunes in just a couple of minutes here. Lou Reed said that he really loves your version of Sweet Jane. Have you since met with Lou and kind of talked about working together sometime?
Well, I definitely we'd love to do something with Lou, but no, we haven't talked about it. We have met him, though, but we haven't spoken about working
together. Yeah, because he came through a couple of weeks ago, and we were asking him about your version of Sweet Jane, and he said that he really, really enjoyed listening to it, and that he'd like to work with you. So there.
That's great.
So we're making some kind of allegiance here. KSCA, you're actually on loan from the Tonight Show, so we really appreciate it. You run into this dead time. What did they get you there at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, they do. They get you there very early, and you sort of sit around for a long time. So it's nice to be able to escape for a bit.
You do a couple of sound checks, and then you're just kind of sitting around the green room.
Yeah, there's just a lot of sitting around. You do sound check and then camera check, and then you sit and wait for the big show. And, of course, we're only on it for 3.5 minutes, so it's a lot of sitting around.
You mean you're not going to get invited to sit on the couch and kibitz with Jay?
No, that's okay.
It's bad enough trying to kibitz with me, right?
Well, it'll be kind of scary to sit on that couch, I think.
Oh, I think you can hold your own, Margo. I think you can handle it. You have an in-store at Tower Records, Sunset Boulevard, tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. And then, of course, the big show at the Wiltern. And, of course, I forgot the date, and you probably don't know either.
I think it's May 10th. Yeah.
But to start, where's the...
I think it is May 10th.
It's towards the end of May. We'll talk a little bit more, but you're going to do a couple of more songs from the new album, from Lay It Down?
Yeah, definitely. We'd like to do that.
Okay, and what are you going to do for us?
This is Angel Mine.
Okay. FM 101.9.